Danny and her brother had been estranged since their parents had died in a plane crash that was caused by her brother's negligence because of his drinking prior to flying them back to their home in Napa, California. When Danny got the call about her brother's death and telling her that her niece was flying to Santa Barbara the following day to live with her, she had been shocked. She hadn't even known her brother was a widower, much less had a child. Arthur had been with Danny at the airport to meet Anna and had promptly fallen in love with the adorable 10-year-old. Later that night, he had asked Danny if he could assume the role of uncle, even though he and Danny were best friends, nothing more. Theirs was a platonic relationship, based on his ability to serve not only as Danny's bodyguard, but also with her new business venture, VIP Catering, as her sous chef and best friend. It was a win-win for both of them, and Anna was definitely flowering under the constant attention. In some ways, it was a lot better than having a deceased mother and an alcoholic for a father. "I think Anna will love it, Danny. I'm not sure there's anything quite like experiencing the beauty of Hawaii for the first time. It's kind of a magical fantasy land," Arthur said. "I agree, and I'm glad Mr. Chan changed the venue to Kauai. I've always preferred that island to Maui. It's more laid back, and when I visited it before, I never had the feeling that I was in a tourist trap, unlike Maui or Oahu. See you in a few." Danny and Anna put their luggage in Danny's relatively new SUV, which she'd bought when her old SUV was blown up in an attempt on her life. Danny had been the target of the car bomb, but fortunately, she hadn't been in the SUV when the bomb detonated. "Aunt Danny, do you think I packed enough clothes?" Anna asked, looking at Danny with a worried look on her face. "Yes, but if you forgot something, we can always buy it when we get there." "Are you afraid you might need something?" Danny asked. "Yes. When you told me Mr. Chan said that all the people coming to his dinner party would be staying in separate private homes at his exclusive resort, and each one had an infinity pool, that kind of made me nervous. I mean, that sounds pretty fancy. We'll be staying right there with them?" "I'm sure it is pretty fancy. If someone can afford to fly a number of people from different parts of the world to Kauai and house them for several days at a luxury resort he owns, I'm sure it will be quite something. However, Mr. Chan could not have been nicer to me, so I think this will be an incredible experience for all of us." "Okay, but I'm glad you and Uncle Arthur will be with me. I have another question, Aunt Danny." "I'm all ears, and we're almost at the airport, so make it fast." "Okay. After my dad died and Stephen, my dad's pilot, flew me here to Santa Barbara, Stephen wore a pilot's uniform. Is Uncle Arthur going to wear a uniform?" "I don't think so," Danny replied as she entered the parking lot for the general aviation portion of the airport. "Well, then how do we know for sure that he's a real pilot?" Danny couldn't help but smile, because it reminded her of a story one of her friends had told her. Her friend had been unable to get her nephew out of his car seat, which was in the back seat of her BMW convertible. Finally, she asked a neighbor, a fireman, to help her. He had been able to get the toddler out of his car seat, and her friend had told her nephew to be sure and thank the nice fireman for helping them. Her nephew had replied that the man couldn't be a fireman because he wasn't wearing a fireman's uniform or helmet. Danny had thought it was too cute, and she'd never forgotten it. Anna's comment was pretty close to her friend's experience. "Anna, your father may have required Stephen to wear a uniform because he probably flew the plane to a lot of business meetings, and he wanted to look very professional. Since it's my plane now, I don't have that same concern. I can assure you that Arthur is a real pilot. He was in the Marines and flew airplanes all over the world. When he did that, he wore a Marine flight uniform, but I told him he could dress casually when he flies us to Hawaii.